We have a few minutes because they're a little late in the davening upstairs. I'll just share with you two things. One has to do with what we learned last week. One, I just got an interesting piece in the mail. Somebody sent a copy of the Ksav Yad of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, one of his tshuvas, to some cipher. Interesting to see. And the title, it reads as follows. It says, Mekvayt Chasni Chavivi Hagayna Mufursim Paitzina Dahara Mereinu Kuf Mereinu HaKadosh, I don't know. Moshe Abad Bav Reish Mem Abad, I guess that means Frankfurt and Worm, Frankfurt on Main, I don't know. Oh, Abad, I'm sorry, Abad Reish Mem, Reish Mesifta of Preshburg. It's crossed out, Chasni Chavivi Hagayna Mufursim Paitzina Dahara Mereinu. It's crossed out, and it's handwritten on top of the Chasni Chavivi, some Reb probably, Hagoyim. So the whole long title is crossed out. They're very strange, like he changed his mind, you know. He called him originally Hagoyim HaMafursim, but it's in the Dahara, and it's crossed out. So the person sent this, stapled on a piece of paper, and he wrote, In general, there are a few tikkunim in the handwritten things that he sent to the publisher. So, I didn't say it. It's Shlomo Eiger wrote it. Rabbi Akiva Eiger wrote in his instructions to his son when he wrote Princess Truvis, he wrote him two things. He wrote, first of all, you have to leave out anybody who wrote to me a title. They have to write titles. So he says, don't print any of the titles because who knows, Lost at Love, they're going to show me if people gave me these titles and I'm not deserving of them. And then he writes the same thing when I wrote titles to other people. Says, don't print the titles I wrote to other people, because Matalach Soni Lachavertoch Leisavid. You know, he said, I don't want to do it to me, so don't do it to anybody else. He said, in the letter I wrote it, because that couldn't be Mishana from the Minig HaMakom. But to print such titles, he didn't want to print. Otherwise, you don't understand why he crossed out, you know, to his son-in-law, he gave him a big title, and then at the end,
giving a title like it. Praising him or something.
Of course he's praising him, but Hagoyim HaMafursim Baitzina Danara. That he crossed out. He left Hagoyim, but that he writes. They should write everyone Hagoyim, because Hagoyim doesn't mean anything. Everyone's Hagoyim.
Very much.
He says, Hafak Lashon Hara, as they say. I hear. But that's not his reason. His reason was as I said. That's interesting. The second thing I have here is Dr. Babich was kind enough. Now, first of all, I did go to see if I can get a video of a chick hatching. So I had never really tried this before, but I went on the computer in Yeshiva and I Googled in egg hatching video. And I got 44 of them. And I watched the first 12. One was 2 seconds, one was 8, most of them were under a minute, so someone was, you know, 40 seconds, 50 seconds, 60 seconds. And every single one, the egg was perfectly clean. Let me just remind you where we're coming from. The Rambam, we had last week, the Rambam said that the chick is formed from the yellow. Okay, look at me. The Rambam said the chick is formed from the yellow. The Shach brought the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah said, it's not true. It says, every farmer knows, if you crack open an egg when the chick is almost developed, you'll find no white in it, and they'll still be yellow. So it must be that the white is what turns into the chick, and the yellow is the mezainis of the chick. So if you break it early, you still find some yellow in. That's what the Ra'ah said. So Yonis and I should seem to accept the Ra'ah, that the chick comes from the white. And he was Matriyan, the Rambam, he called him Rosh HaYoidim, that he should make such a mistake in the forming of a chick. So, like I said, all the things I watched, whatever you could see, the egg is perfectly clean. There's no white, no yellow when it gets finished.
At the very end?
Yeah. At the very end, okay, I thought there'd be something left. Okay. That's right. The Rosh is saying in between when he does it. So he has here the way science understands the development of the chick. And what he says is that on the surface of a yolk, there's a small whitish spot, which is called the blastodisc, which normally faces up. This was the living part of the egg. The remainder of the yolk is composed of food material, inert food material, and water. So what he's saying is that the yellow of the egg is food, but there's a dot in it, what he calls the blastodisc, which is could be the kasher, which is this dot. Now, yesterday when I came home from shul and we mashed the eggs, so my wife was nice enough not to mash them before I come home and leave it for me. So my son and I opened the eggs, we examined them, the hard-boiled eggs, and you could see exactly where they describe it, a dot, a dark, he says it's a whitish dot, I guess when it gets cooked it gets darker, and it's a dot on the egg, which he calls the blastodisc, and which part of the egg it is. It's not what we've learned as the kasher. This is the egg, the oval-shaped egg. They show that what they call the blastodisc is on the top center. On the top center. Now, what we had is that the kasher is samuch l'makom achad, is here. Now, they do show the equivalent of an umbilical cord, some type of connection coming out at the flat side that they do show. But they don't. They're saying that's not what the egg is formed from. The egg is formed from this dot, which is on the top of the egg, and they do write that it's visible after you cook it. Locate on the surface of the yolk a small light circular area. And he says you can cut it open with a razor blade and take it apart if you want, but. Okay, this is pretty much the picture of it. So, at the end of the day, the Rambam was right again, that the chicken does come from the yellow, and the Rosh saw, but he didn't understand what he saw. He saw that if the chick forms, there still is some yellow. That yellow apparently is the food part of the yellow, and that's pretty much the way the chicken is formed.
And what is the white part?
So he doesn't explain in the entire thing. I read the beginning and I glanced through the rest. He doesn't explain what the white does. I'm assuming that the white is somehow digested by the egg.
So
why does it all disappear? The water doesn't disappear in a human organism. It all. So it must be that it uses the white. Okay, so somehow it absorbs it into the forming chicken, I guess.
So the both sort of raised. The both right.
Okay, he describes it as on the yolk, which I guess is in between.
The cluster of the eggs has no yellow or white, it's all red, like blood. And then when the shell forms, then you have the white and the yellow.
I didn't know that. Okay. I don't know how the cluster looks. Okay.
One important point to remind you there is we have two white, one is the white of the eggs. You have 65 calories. And you have enough protein for a whole day.
In the white of an egg, you have enough protein for a whole day.
And the white, only the white, three eggs.
Right, three eggs.
And enough protein the whole day.
Enough protein the whole day. Okay. Three eggs is 65 calories. Right. The white of 65 eggs.
So how did you know?
Wow.
You know the sequence is in two yolks.
I assume two yolks are two chicks.
How would the Ra'ah explain
two yolks?
Double the food.
Get a very fat chick. I don't know. I don't know. Dr. Hamawi is pointing out that actually the blastodisc is between the yellow and the white. It sits on the yolk, but it is sort of between the two of them. It sits on the yolk, but it's between the two.
Without the yolk, apparently, you must have two of those, and each one would get a yolk. Each dot would get a own yolk.
That's true. Okay, we're hopefully going to finish the Samach Vav today. On page Kuf Lamed Ches in your copies, which is the second part of Sif Dalid, there's a Maisa in the Taz. The Taz...
Yeah,
nine lines to the bottom. The last word on the line is b'maisa. I see Mark gave up with his Shulchan Aruch on us, but in the old Shulchan Aruch, normal Shulchan Aruch, b'maisa shabali yadi. In the Taz, Pesach Kapamiches, the last word on the line in the Taz is b'maisa. Nine lines. Hayresi b'maisa. I paskin in the following maisa. Shabali yadi bi isha sha'asasa isa. A woman who was making a dough, shanilusha bebeim, and she had put eggs into the dough. Va'achar halisha, and after she completed making the dough, nimtza tipas dam beklipa shalbeya achas mehem. One of the peels had already, which had been broken, the egg had been broken, the egg had been cracked open, and the egg removed and mixed into the dough. And now, when she went to throw away the egg, she noticed blood inside one of the peels. And obviously, that was in the egg. And that egg is now not, you can't find, separate that egg anymore. It's not retrievable because it's already mixed into the dough. So, the first question, how many eggs were there? Because the difference how many eggs there. The whole thing rides on how many eggs they want. So he says, "Hayasham beim harbe, baisei taruhas." In that mixture, there were many eggs. There were at least three eggs.
It was not a water bottle.
So it was rive against the egg, the bloody egg. But remember, this is complicated because min be'enai minai nitshishin. This egg was mixed with flour and sugar and oil, whatever was in the dough. That's min be'enai minai, and there it's not bottled, because there would need shishim to be mevatel it. On the other hand, it was also mixed with two other eggs, which were min be'minai, and in the min be'minai, it would be bottled. So amarti shemuta hakel metam shor ramasha zacharti, davakami she'en kan ela safik drabana. The Ramah says that if you have a safik, all our eggs are sfakis, because wherever the blood is found, wherever you're going to find it, there's a sheet that holds that the whole egg isn't treif. Kivan shafilu hayi b'makei ma'aisrei have a bottle b'raiv min ha'tayra. Because the Ramah's kula is that if you have safik dam, you have dam in a place where it's a safik, and the taruvis, which min ha'tayra is bottle chabitrei, it's bottle. V'kan b'safik hazlina l'kula. So as far as the one egg into the two eggs, they have to remember, lach b'lach, we're machmi midrabanan, you always need shishim. But guys are lach balach, min b'minai, atu min b'ein aminai. So midrabanan, liquids that mix always need shishim. These eggs were already scrambled together, and they mixed as liquids. So really, midrabanan, there's an isser. The kula of the Ramah was that since where we find the dam, assuming that where you find the dam is at least mutter like one shita, and since we had so many shitas, in most cases where you find the dam, it's mutter. So it's only a suffik isser, if the whole egg is aser. Therefore, when it's in a taruvis, you could be mekel and call it a suffik drabana lakula. That's the Taz's kula that we had at the very end last week. Okay, again, the Taz was mekel, that if you have the two things together, suffik, if the shadi tichla bakula, that means, what we said last week, the blood itself, you always throw out. That's marasayim. But for the whole egg to be aser, we have to say shadi tichla v'kula, that this dam is a sign that the whole egg started to form. And we had a number of shitas as to where blood has to be in order to consider it that it started to form. So memela, the dam in most cases is a suffix. So normally when it's by itself, it's suffix deraisa. Normally if you have the egg and you have the blood in whichever spot it is, that makes it a suffix, it's a suffix deraisa. But now that this egg already was mixed with two other eggs, now the shishim is only a drabanan. So the Ramah held that that's called Safik Drabanan Lakula. The Taz argued, the Taz asked that that's a Safik Drabanan Darais, that's a Skagal to a Drabanan. But Lamaisa, the Ramah was Nagel. Yeah.
I know the eggs are mixed before they went
into the. How do you know that they were mixed first? I don't know that they were mixed first, and you'll see in a second. He says, Ein Loima da the Sar of the Isa. He says, not a kash. Simultaneously, it was mixed with eggs and other ingredients. Tzadik Ches says, this idea of salek. Salek means that when I have a choice, I can look at the mixture as minbe minai or minbe einai minai. So I have a right to say, Saleika she'ena mina kilo einai. I want to look at it this way, the kula dik away. Remove the einai, ignore the einai minai. Look at it as being bottle mimbe minai. And therefore it's bottle. And now when it mixes into the rest of the dough, once it's bottle, it's mutter. So this is the Taz's sa'ak, keni tati aturuv saniska. So he says he was mekel because of the idea of Saleik. Obviously this is... This is a kula, that's a kula lamaisa, is such a thing what happened to us. Now you do have to know that in Tzadik Ches, the Shach argued on the concept of Saleik. The Shach held that in these cases we do not say Saleik. He says, now similar to the Gemara's case, the Pisrei Tshuva, at the end of Pisrei Tshuva Aleph, is on the next side, at the end of Pisrei Tshuva Aleph, he brings the Shach. Umasha Kosef HaBe'er Heitev is the 6th or 7th line on the page in the Pisrei Tshuva. Umasha Kosef HaBe'er Heitev B'Shem HaTaz Maisa Baliyadi. The Be'er Heitev quoted the Taz Maisa. Nira D'chozo L'shitasai L'kamot Simitzad HaChef. Al L'shitas HaShach Sham Sivkot N'ches Nira D'hai D'einei Minai Osir. Then the Shach doesn't hold of Saleik. Then it would be awesome. Chaim says, "We're going to hear a day." Shalom Goy, Rabbi Yaakov Berlin. Achapina Kozkod Gam Shach Efshiyoy Dekan. Rabbi Magadim says that here by eggs, which is more kuladik, could be that the Shach would be Maida. And certainly our eggs, which are Ruva Safta Meyara, we're going to be Mekel like the Taz.
Have the Taz itself.
The Pisrei Tshuva was written originally on the Behetiv. It was written for someone who learns Behetiv. In some prints, the Shari Tshuva has the same number corresponds to Behetiv. If you look in the Mishnah Bura, the Shari Tshuva doesn't always go Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. Sometimes you have Aleph and Hey, because it corresponds to Behetiv's Hey. Mm-hmm. And that's just the style in which it was written.
What if on the blood on the shell inside the mixture says on the shell?
The shell, right.
Where's the shell? The shell is
the shell's getting ready to throw in the garbage, but we assume, since shells don't bleed, we assume the blood came from the egg.
But the shell now is not in the mixture.
What?
The shell is not in the mixture, it's outside the mixture.
That's right, but since there's blood on the shell, we assume there's blood in the egg as well. That's what he said. It may be the awesome fertilizer as well. Yeah, that's the chumrah. And I'll read the gemishmaishes since it's dying. Okay, we're going through a number of kulas, three or four kulas consecutively today. Sif Dalid was the kula of the Ramah, which is the kula that if it's a suffix taruvis plus a suffix plus a taruvis, that would make it. That was the Ramah and Sif Dalet. Sif Hey is the Beis Yosef's kula. Let's read the Mechaber, and then we have to bear in mind, before we read the Mechaber, you have to remember, there's a Machlaikis Mechaber Ramah with which we started the Inyan of the Eggs. The Mechaber Paschal like the Rambam, who held that blood that's found on the white of an egg is never osir, never shod the tichlav kula, You just throw out the dam because of marasayin and everything else is mutter. And in the yellow of the egg, any part of the yellow of the egg, the whole egg is also, because we say shadi tichla b'kula. That was shitas hamachaber, shitas haramba. The Ramah was machmir and chayshish for the shitas. A, the shitas that if you find it by the kesher, it's asr. That if you find it by the flat side of the egg, it's always asr, whether in the white or the yellow. And then for the Ra'ah, who said any place in the white is asr. So if you have three chumras, actually if you have just the Ra'ah and the Rambam, any place in the white it's asr, any place in the yellow it's asr, it's already asr. And certainly if you hold the kesher, then it's also asr. And anyway, the Ramah was machmir in all cases.
Now,
the Metzias shows that the Ra'ah was mistaken. Yeah. So could we ignore the Ra'ah because of that? We still have the chumra of the. You have to know. I didn't get into it, but there are two sets of shitas. There's the machlokes, the Ra'ah and the Rambam. If shadi tichel bekula is in the like Dostoy said, it depends. It's the white or the yellow, which is worse. Ra'ah holds white is worse, and the Rambam holds yellow is worse. Rabbi Yirmiyah said it doesn't depend on white and yellow, it depends on the kesher. And I read to you from the Taz that the kesher is the flat side. There are also Rishayim who hold that the kesher is the pointy side. And therefore, the Shach brought it, and therefore he says, he said earlier, Yesh Pais Mishav Mokah Kesher Mokah Machad, Yesh Saim Mishav Mokah Machad, in Kain, Eloi Heto, Rakman Nimtza Bistadim, Veinonu Bekiyam, and Hecha Mokah Machad, Veicha Mokah Machad. He said there are two reasons that the whole egg you're in trouble, because one I mentioned, the Ran and the Rambam, and also which is the pointy side, which is the flat side. Now, the truth is, they're matmi on this. What does he mean with napikiyim? What's called the emtza and what's called the chad and what's called the kad? It's easy to know where the emtza is.
No, if you open it up, and it comes out, then you don't.
Yeah, once it comes out, you can't tell. But what does it mean?
We don't know which is the chad and which is the kad.
It's easy to know which is the kad, which is the chad. I guess once you crack it open, it's a little hard to tell. But
you don't crack it. You generally crack it and drop it in.
Okay. Machinami. It means a practical thing. Anyway, the Ramah is machber and everything. The machaber, kedarkai, passes like the Rambam that the yellow is the problem and the white is not the problem. So zok the machaber nimtza hadam b'meya. If you find the blood in the part of the egg which doesn't answer the whole egg, that's the white. Now the dam itself we said you have to take out because of marasayin. What happens if a person neglected to take out the blood? The shachach v'taref habeya im adam, and accidentally he forgot, he mixed and scrambled the whole egg. And now you can't find the blood anymore. The blood already dissolved into the rest of the egg. Nirali shehu mutter. So the Ramah is mekel, that the mechaber is mekel, that once it gets mixed into the egg, since that part of it is only also asmarasayin, so therefore once it gets mixed into the egg, you can be mekel, provided that you're not mevatlis l'chatchila. He says shakach. But if you deliberately do it, then we're not mekel. Mevatlis l'chatchila is us. So then we're mekel. We're going to learn if we have to look away. So the Shas says, Nuralev, Shari Yesh Paiskim Deim Bedam Ze Issa Lafil Midrabanan. Some Paiskim hold there is no Dirabanan. Lafil Devri Yaisim Must Dirabanan Hanger Shalef Lai Be'en Mishamar Asayim. Avon Nisarev, Shalai Midas, Shari Vechekos of Arajma. Ad Kamashainai, Mashma Dim Arvai Midas, Osir. If you did it deliberately, it's also the Chaykos of Haterazakanim, Haterazah, Vahimel Didei. That's because of aim of outlandness. Now the question is, what do we do with this machaber? We have no benefit from this kula because we're machmer shadi tichla b'kula. So if we scramble the eggs, it's not going to help us. Not also it's marasayin l'didan. It's also because it's awesome in adin because we the halchei basa haramah, we're machmer on the whole egg, on the egg. So there is no mitzias of Be'ya Sheni Yisrael's Kula. Dam Be'ya Sheni Yisrael's Kula. It would seem that this Kula of the Be'ya Yisrael we have no application for. But Pesachei Tshuva says, I have a case where L'didan, it would also help. Pesachei Tshuva Be'ez. Again, I behave to Mishem Shas, Nafkamino Gambamakim, I am saved first Lama, Ishishakasim. Neralid, Nafkamino Lididan. It's a Nafkamina for us, we who go with the Ramashita, Bebeim the Safta Meyara. By our eggs, which we assume are Safta Meyara, Dain Osir Rakadam, Kamash goes to Shafya Dalit. We're going to have it soon. That for us, we do have types of eggs where the dam is also and not the whole egg. And that is a safna me'aru, which are our eggs. The torif im adam, mutter. If you scramble them with the blood, it's mutter. So we still do have a case of the kula, nirali afilu musafik im mezachai safna me'aru. Even if you're not sure if it came from a zachu or from safna di'aru, ef sheshamut ha'bekai gavna, ve'avtiv hutim tzolay me'da'asa, da'ava, da'avi da'iraisa, l'man di'am adam rikam da'iraisa, ve'komakim nisar v'chad v'chad, kol chen betray. If you have two eggs, certainly three eggs, bottled, to have a svek, sveka, gomor, because it's one suffix in taruvis and one suffix in din, ufisel, didon, chola beim, a suffix after miara, mutar ma taruvis hakoponim, so it's mutar.
Why doesn't the Ramah say anything on this sif,
though? Because he's chaylik the previous sif. Well, the Ramah always does. Whenever he was chaylik in the previous sif, he doesn't repeat himself in the next sif. Truth is, he doesn't have to repeat himself. So the Mechaber says, dam bebeya, b'makim she'eli, I says kula. Ramah agrees, but Makim Shein Ayis says Kula, that helps. He just says, well, Maisa, we have no Makim Shein Ayis says Kula.
So,
Pesach Shuv at the end writes, Yishloim the Saf Nadar Eloi Shkiach Kula Hai, Shia Baidam, Kamai Bei Zachar. At the end he writes an interesting svara.
What is Saf Nadar?
Saf Nadar is a non-fertilized egg. An egg that's fertilized by a chicken can turn into a fertilized by a rooster can turn into a baby chick. So there, it's possible that the blood is an indication that the whole transformation has begun. However, safna meyara, if there's no rooster, the animal warms itself from the ground, and its eggs come out non-fertilized. They could not turn into a chick. That's called safna meyara. And there, it really can't be. Even if you find blood, the blood itself is aser. But it's not an indication that the whole egg has started to change, because the egg can change. So that's called safna meyara. Now, what he writes here... No, we're mekel. Safek ha'teru sefedin, we're mekel. It says, I think, b'mokim b'mokim tzairach. It doesn't even say efsa meruba, kuf yud. So we are mekel, b'safek ha'teru sefedin. Now, at the end, he throws in a svara, which Ramosha deals with. And the svar is the following. Let's say our eggs are maybe 90%, let's say, safna miyara, maybe 95% safna miyara, and 5% are fertilized eggs. There are some fertilized eggs. So we have what to be saimachan. It's even a shayla we have to check. Nikaradin, we're going to learn. You don't even have to check minadin, our eggs. And what? Okay, wait, we'll get to it. But I'm saying, we're lididan, where our eggs are fine. Maybe we should say like this. We should say, 1 minute, this egg has blood in it. Once the egg has blood in it, isn't that a raya that it's from the 5% which would turn into a chick? Because the safna meyara baya has no business having blood in it. Where'd the blood come from? A fertilized egg eventually is going to have blood. So maybe we should name on that those eggs that have blood, that's like a raya, that it's from the other part of the, from the other group. That's what he writes at the end of Bays. So he applies in a tzarachian on this shiloh. You can't be sure you're getting fertilized eggs in the farms. The chicken farmers tell you. I don't know, maybe it changed. But they say that it's not true that it's all safna meyara. There's always fertilized eggs also. That's what I was told by the... What Ramosha writes is that he brings this pisrei tshuva. He says two things. He says, first of all, nowadays the rive is much bigger than in the time of the Tveres L'Maisha, of the Pisrei Tshuva. So he says, first of all, Safniyar is much greater. Lay Mistava Kalaim and Neged Rive, God will Kazer, Shelu Shesh Bendam, Yaychacha Shehim Mischarim. He says, first of all, it's such a great percentage, it's not Mistaver. That's what he says first. But then he writes, Gam Lathima Sha'omali HaFarmer, Motzi Besafta Meyara, Shehibem Dam, Kamai Ve'elu Shabar Mischarim. Beit Svekasa Shalt Ferest Lamaisha Klum, Lay Nistapik Mezim Akar. Ramesha says that the farmer answered up to Tferes Lamesha. Tferes Lamesha doesn't bring up a Kara Shas that has a Safi. Mesvara, he said that maybe the fact that there's that, it would seem logically it's more likely to come from a fertilized egg. On that, Zakhtar of Ramesha, he spoke to a farmer. And, okay, Kimisha, farmer, Bachim is there, Shiesh, Le'elu, Ve'elu. He said, now they kindle the eggs. Omer she'ein chiluk li nizeh, nizbar she'ein sveike klum, l'chei medina im yedein olesa. So he says, this he writes, regarding the first Lamesha Safik, that the Omevarer and the Metzias is not like the Svar of the first Lamesha. Even the first Lamesha is a bit Svar. No, by all eggs that are sold are candled eggs. By law, commercial eggs are not candled, but all eggs that are sold in the supermarket are candled eggs. Candled eggs means that they hold in front of a candle. They see if there's blood. The Indian of not leaving eggs overnight is obviously open eggs, cracked eggs. There's no difference Safta Meara and not Safta Meara. It's Gemara Masechta Nida Daf Yud Beis that says Sakana, nothing to do with dam at all. There is a machlekes in the Paiskim if it's by hard-boiled eggs or by raw eggs. Onions, garlic, and eggs. Right, Gemara says 50 amis. Okay, at any rate, this is kula number two. So you have the Ramaz kula, which was Sifdalit. Ramaz kula was Safik plus Taruvis with Megal. And Mechamer's kula, which is Sifhei, which is Amaris Ayin Dika. Because it's kindled by Mexican workers. They kindle at high speed. They miss some. The liquid eggs, you mean, the frozen eggs. So if we hopefully we'll get to Sif Ches and we'll see that if you didn't check it, it's mutter. If you didn't check it. Siv Vav is a Kula Tarajba. Now in the Tshuva Tarajba there are actually a number of Kulas. The Mechaber only brings one, and just because this doesn't come up much, we will learn the Kula that says in the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll move on. The Rajva's Kula is the following. Nimtza dam bebeya shesamua al hachamin litzdamek. Someone took an egg, a raw egg, and he put it on top of his cholent pot. No, not on Shabbos, but put it on top of his pot. He's cooking whatever he's cooking in the pot, and he puts this on top of it, and he takes off the egg afterwards, and he finds that there's blood in this egg. And let's say the blood is in a place where it's shadi tichla b'kula. The whole egg is aser. The question is, does it aser the food that's under it. And this is even not on the cover, you put it on the food, outside of the liquid. As long as the beya was not in liquid, if it's a liquid, it's bishul spreads bakula. But it's outside, so that's tzli. Mutter kol achamin. The food is mutter. Why is it mutter? Because tzli only asks kedei klipa. And since tzli only asks kedei klipa, and every egg has a klipa, so the klipa of the egg absorbs the iser, and it protects everything else from becoming aser. This is the kula of the mechaber. If it's in the liquid, it's bishul, then it goes b'shishim. You need more kedei klipa. But here with tzli, you put an egg in its peel on top of a potato kugel, So you don't say the kugel became aser because the shea, the shell is a shield that protects the blia from spreading. What?
Did we say what goes through the egg?
We said that iser could go in through an egg. We said that iser could go in through an egg. The that's that it doesn't protect it like a kelim. But that it's kadei klipa, that's something else. Because even though it goes through, remember kadei klipa is even by a food where it does go through, you still call it kadei klipa. Now the shachata is really a matmiya, why the mechaber is saisim this way. We are machmer on sli bikulai. We're machmer by all sli. We had in Kufhei that we're machmer on sli kadei netila always, even by a davar kachush, and bikulai when it's a safik shamein. And therefore, they look in Taz Vav, he brings out Kamashayna, the first few lines, he brings the Rajmi, he says, Besimukofe Sif Tes, I think it's a mistake, it's earlier, Sif Dalit or so. Kusafti Maskaris Mashal, Shehi Kei, Venera Shein Lahach Mekan Bezeh. I'm sorry, I should have read the whole thing. I should have read from the beginning. Kosa Mashal, the beginning is not a quote of the Rajmi, it's a quote of Mashal. Zel is Firasi de Rajba. Of fima shenifsek l'kamon that fill its sleeve, v'cham l'techam chashina kibishol v'ayse at samach v'chanam yaser at samach. That's the mashal sa'ara that it asks until shishin. The on that the Taz says again that we could be makel because all adam is a safik, unless you find the dam in a place that's asal l'kuli alma, unless you find the dam only in the chelmain or not in the makom hakesher. So any place where it's a safik, he says, we could be makel like this Rajma. This is the kula of the Rajma. As I said, I don't think it comes up very much. So we'll move on to Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin is a fourth kula. After the Ramaz kula and the Beis Yosef kula, the Rajma's kula, we now have the kula, which is the most well known, of Beim Hamuzarais, which is a surprise to some people. They think the first tshuva about unfertilized eggs is Nigris Maisha. So everyone's familiar with the Igros Moshe's tshuva. It's actually it's earlier. It's here in the Shulchan Aruch. Brisa Sham Daf Samach Dalit. Beim Amuzarais Pirish Nifsedu Venasuke and Matve. Muzarais.
What's a matve?
Matve is a net. I guess the word muzar. I thought muzarais comes from zar. That it's strange. Fertilized in a strange, it's catch in a strange way. The lashon hefsid. How do you have a lashon hefsid? I don't know. Afilu yashva hatar negaylus aleihem yamim rabim. Even if the chick sits on it for many days, mutal la'eichlon, you're allowed to eat it. Uvavad sheyizrei kadam, on the condition that you throw out the blood, and you can throw out the blood again on marisayin. Everything else is mutter. We just learned from the sechuvis kula that if you scramble it, then the whole thing is mutter. Certainly. That everything is mutter. The chiddush is that you have to throw out the blood because of marisayin. So the chiddush, I mean, what's the chiddush? If you know it's safta me'ara, what's the chiddush? You're right. It seems to be davar pashit. I don't know. What? The dam itself is also that else. Maybe the chiddush that the blood itself is also marasayin, although that would seem to be not such a tremendous chiddush. Okay, what? Shach yedalit pirish enim esach sav niyar veinim mekvas la'olam tor v'ras loyim etaz afilu yesh bem dam shari avahu adin beim aboy mezach asharik shem bem dam avagav dehem uzarais even though in the sada he says yadamu bakim shenayis and bakim shenayim by hetem. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan brings, it's actually earlier, but the Aruch HaShulchan brings that Hu Adin Beya Ben Yaimai. If you're in a farm and you know an egg was laid that day, so we have a Kabbalah that it always takes more than a day to be Shadi Tichla Bakula, to start to form. So if you have a Beya Ben Yaimai, you have an egg that was laid that day, so that the same din, even if you know it was fertilized by a rooster, it has also this Kula that the egg is mutter, and if there was blood and you tireth it and you scrambled it, that everything is mutter.
No, saying that
blood
is not blood,
it's blood from the blood is also the egg is asher the tichlo b'kula.
The
I assume that's what the blood comes from. Why is that? No, the blood is still awesome. Even why it's only Marisayim. It's interesting. When you find blood in an egg, and you know it's not Shadi Tichla Bakula, either it's unfertilized eggs or Be'ah Ben Yaimai, it's interesting that Chazal call it Parash B'Alma. They consider it dirt. Even though it's very possible that blood comes from internal bleeding of the mother chicken, and that blood got trapped in the egg when it hatched. But Chazal referred to it as just like Dam Chagovim is Mutter and Dam Dagim is Mutter, Dam Beyim is Mutter. Minatayra, it's not Dam Tarnagol, it's Dam found in a Beya. Minatayra, it's Mutter. And if it's not from a fertilizing of an egg, then it's just Parash Ba'alma, it's just like dirt. And it's also Marasayim, but it's not also Mikradi. The same, whatever the Gzeres HaKosev that we learned the other things from, we learned Dam Beyim from as well. What? If there else, Marasayim. The dam, just the dam. Now, our eggs, whether there's an inyan to be machmir, to throw away the whole egg when you hatch an egg, there is a steer in two of the Chuvas Nigris Moshe. And Rashi always writes that min adin it's mutter. He always writes that min adin it's mutter nowadays. But in one of the Chuvas he writes, I was looking for it when I sat down, in one of the Chuvas he writes a lashon that you don't have to throw away the whole egg. Af lebalei nefesh ain't tzricha lahachmir. That's what he writes in one of the earlier Chuvas. I didn't spot the line now. Says you don't have to in the earlier Chuva. In the later Chuva, in Chelek Gimel, he writes again that Medina you don't have to throw away the whole egg, but he writes in Chelek Gimel that a more chamidik lashon. He writes, of course, the suffix, we don't know 100%. He writes, Medina vaday ein shum mokam la'isram, v'yamut lizer kadam v'lechal hashar, you're certainly allowed just to throw away the blood and eat everything else. Avalam ha'isra, kivan sha'af be'bedina seinu lo'i hayalan la'isram medina. He says, even in Russia, we really shouldn't have this asin mekar edin, shagam shama yo harvi sveikis. M'kama kemichmiru v'shum shudav v'shukamat l'chal adam. One egg is not really a hefset for most people. Avshe b'sfeikus k'gen elu hayu makilin. Af b'surim d'araisa v'chamurim. L'chein yesh gam lonu l'achmir. She b'bedina zu loy nechshe zeh klal l'hefset. He writes that in Russia they were machmir, they were poorer. So certainly by us, we should throw away the whole egg. U'betaruvis ain't lesser, but if it's mixed, sometimes people say, nobody ever called me that they found blood in an egg. I think everyone just throws it out. But I do get sometimes a call that they broke the egg straight into the potato kugel mixture, and now they see this dam, and they fished out the dam. They can't fish out the whole egg. So then, but Taruvus ain't lesser, but Taruvus it's muti. You have to remember, the Ramah was makel, even if it's not Safna Meyar. The Ramah said if it's a Safik, if the dam was in a place that Shoyin Tech Lebekula, plus the Taruvus would makel anyway. And the mice of the Taz was also, if you have more than one egg, you have the mice of the Taz. He does write that if you have kelim in which you cooked an egg, and now you find this blood, he says, he doesn't say it's menadin at all. He says, it's also not a hefset, you put it away for 24 hours, and there's no need to do hagala. So that's, in the later tshuva, that's Rav Moshe's psak. So lemaisa lechatchila we do throw away the entire egg. If the shishim kenega the egg, then it's nutter. But if potato kugel doesn't have shishim kenega the egg, depends how big the potato kugel is. But usually it doesn't. You have to remember, like the taz, if you have if you have three eggs, so like the taz, saleka sheinamina kiloena yamina rabbel mavatloi, and then vaitin is no problem. So that in most cases, it's not going to be an issue.
How is it that the taruvus is mudda and
how is it? Because the taruvus. What he's saying is menadin it's mutter. So the taruvus, he means the taruvus when it with aser will be yisr. We don't have to machmer on other things because of this chumrah. But to wait meis lays now. Now, the issue, people have asked, what's the makar to cook three eggs? I don't know any printed source to cook three eggs at a shat. However, remember the kulas haramah. What was the kulas haramah? That if you have an egg that's a suffik, if the dam is a shadi b'tichla b'kula dikadam, it's questionable, which all our eggs are, and it's b'taruvis. So he said, then you're makel, because min ha-toira it's batel b'raiv, and therefore you could be makel. That was the Taz's rule. If you have dam in an egg, which is almost always a suffik by us, but we're machmir, but if it's b'taruvis, so then we're makel. Now that, the Ramah was talking even lach b'lach. Yavesh b'yavesh is more kuladik. When you're cooking three hard-boiled eggs, it's even more kuladik, because yavesh b'yavesh, there's no gzera d'rabbanan, it's takach habitrei bach. So I assume that that's where it comes from. If that is where it comes from, I'll tell you, the Shach writes on that Ramah that you don't need rive. It's enough 50-50. All you need is a suffix. So the Shach says you don't need three eggs. You don't need that the one egg is bottle and rive of the other two eggs to be makel. All you have to do is create a suffix. What do we say? That when you have one egg and there's blood, that's a suffix to araisa, if it's shadi techla bakula. When you have bitaruvis, so then it's already, it's bottle berive, but it's a suffix to rabbana. That's what the Taz said. The Shach says it's enough if it's one and one. So now it's a svek sveka. It's a suffix if this is the, it's a suffix with shadi techla bakula. And even if it was shadi techla bakula, it's a suffix when you have chad b'chad, which one was rive. And therefore, the Shach in Sikhatan Yud, the long Shach, which I rather skip, he says exactly the same as the Ramah, but he adds this nekuda that you don't need chabitrei, it's enough to make it into a suffix, a shakul, to be able to be makel. So maybe it'd be enough to cook two eggs at a time, according to the Shach. All right, we have one more sif on eggs, that's ches. Mutar lechol beim shuyais, afa pi she'enim yechayim lisla libadeh. You're allowed to eat eggs that are what we call hard-boiled, or tzluyas actually means roasted eggs, even though you can't check it. I don't know why, but it seems that the blood, I guess it mixes in the liquid as it cooks, and the blood won't be nicker afterwards. Look at the Ramah. B'chein ein tzarech livdoi tabeyim imeish b'amdam. D'saim chen aroiv beyim she'ena b'amdam. He says there's no obligation to check eggs for blood. U'makamach enogu lahachmir. If it's by day, if it's light out, nowadays we have light at night also, but if you can check, the minig is to check. But mi'ikar adin, there's no obligation to check for blood. That's what the Ramah says, and that's the halacha. The min adin, there's no obligation. So you asked before why today they check in the bakeries. They check. The Ramah says that Nagu, the minig is to be Mahmir, but it's a chumrah. The kasha is, the Ramah talk even where they had more fertilized eggs than we have. Now the kasha, this is why. I don't understand this. Why, by checking the lungs, we say, Efshulavara Bakal, yeah, but we have to be checked the lungs for trephis. Naminatayr, but the Rabbanan, yeah, he says, it's possible to check, we check. Why for an egg? Why shouldn't we check for an egg, for the dam? It's Efshulavara. What? Because it's not really Aser. Because, so that's the thing that bothered me. The dam itself is really Aser. It's Xer Marasayan on the blood itself. There's no Iser on the rest of the egg in most cases, although we're Machmer on all the cases. Truth is, if you find it in the yellow, it really is Aser. If you look at both of the yellow, it's really Aser.
You can see it, there's no Marasayan. Nobody else saw it, unless it's a Bechad Jechador.
I'm learning Suvis. In the Sugya of Svek Sveika, we have a Chiddush that says in three places, a pretty solid three places, Rabbi Kiveger, Leida B'Yehuda, and the Nistachavis Das, Nesivis. They're pretty good. The three of them say an interesting rule in Efshel Avar. They say, by Svek Sveika, if it's Efshel Avar, you have to be Mimar. That's only if after the Birur, you're going to know for sure. If you try to do a Birur, and once you do your Birur, you'll know. But to be mechayiv someone to check something, where even after he checks, it's not certain that he'll have a maskana, He may have vita sveikis. Let's say he have a svek sveika. It could be mevar one suffik and not the other suffik. So they say you don't have to check. It's only if you can be mevar and come to a conclusion. If the Pischei Tshuva brings in a kuf yud to cut and lamed hay by klali svek sveika, the af a rajma she mechayiv birur harodaf kehecha diyachol levar shnei asveikis v'lo yishor lanu shum suffik. Avalim haya filo achar habirur. It means that there be a suffik afilu achar habirur. Akati lo yivur alanu rak suffik echad vasuffik sheni yevshul levar rak memele yias amach besuffik deraisa b'zayin tzarach levar. That's what the three of them say. In our case, even if you're going to check the egg, you're still not going to know. You'll find the blood unless you find it in a place that it's in the white and in the yellow and by the kesher. Then it'll be also the kuli alma. But most places we're going to find the blood, so it'll be usher because we don't know. It's not going to be usher because we know. Because we don't know which place the damas is the whole thing. So it could be there's no chiyuv to be mevar, because even after you're mevar, you still remains with a great degree of confusion. But anyway, the Shulchan Aruch says you're not mechuyev to check. So that's the thing. This only answers that you don't have to check for shadi tichla b'kula. It's still shver on the maris ayin dikadam. Why don't you have to check to find the maris ayin dikadam? That dam. Why you don't have to check? So that I'm not sure. Maybe for Marisayin is only if you see it. You don't have to go see it. Maybe I don't know.
Okay. What if you don't see it, then who else is?
The chiyuv is a drabbanon. The chiyuv is only the Mishnah Siach says the chiyuv levar is always a drabbanon. It's always a drabbanon. In a Torah, it's rive. Otherwise, it's a drabbanon. If it requires checking, you know, you can't close your eyes and eat something. You say I don't have to check. I'm saying I'm rive. A certain level that you have to look, but the chiyuv bir is generally what's called a miyat hamatzoi. It's less than 50%. Miyat hamatzoi is a din drabbanon. They have to check. It's not a din tari.
Being consistent with what he said in Sif Gimel, where he said Yesh Machmir,
Yeah, but to say that you have to check is a second chumrah. To be machmir when you know there's blood, so Ramah is machmir, no matter where it is, it's aser. So that's one chumrah. Now he's saying another thing, he's saying, do you have to check it? Let's say you have to look for it, that's a chiddush. So he's saying that you're not machmir, you have to check. We usually have a rule of thumb that under 10%, you don't have to check for. If you have insects, the incidence of infestation is less than 10%, or treif is less than 10%, that's the Mishkanes Yaakov's rule, and that's makubal, I think, by most paiskim, that you don't have to check under 10%. Certainly less than 10% of our eggs have dam. And the Mikra Adin, you certainly don't have to check. Siftes, dam dogim. Obviously, it doesn't taste good. It's not marketed much. But the blood of fish, afal pi shehu mutter, im kafzai bekli asa mishum marasayim. If you gather it in a keli and you want to drink it, that's marasayim. Lefikach im nikashu medogim, kakash yesh ba kaskas im mutter. And therefore, if you do a hecker, it's mutter, which means if you have it in a pill, let's say somebody has a vitamin pill that has dam dogim, so there's no marasayim, because we see there are only guys in marasayim where it's nikker. So where it's not nikker, when there's no, then it's mutter. Dam dogim has to be from kosher fish. Yeah. Dam odom, sifyud. Dam odom, in pirish mimenu, osa mishum marasayim. If a person's bleeding, once the blood is pirish, it's also again because of marasayim. Blood is blood. People think it's dam behema. Lefikach im nashach hakikar bishinav. If someone bites into a piece of bread, v'yotza dam mishinav agabe hakikar, and he had blood, he realized he has blood on his teeth, and now there's blood on the piece of bread on the cookie. Tzarech legardai, you have to rub off the blood. Aval shebein hashinayim maitzitzai, if you have a tooth is bleeding. Shebein hashinayim maitzitzai. It's a gemara. The gemara says you just swallow it. There's no problem. You could swallow it. Here, people ask, what happens if people could see the blood? Someone's bleeding in his front tooth, and someone could see the blood. So, do you say in such a case, how does it work? Kept your mouth shut, so then it's okay. But someone tells you, hey, your teeth are bleeding. So then, someone saw it. So now it's going to be a problem. The chayra would seem that it's a problem. But the Gemara says, dam shebein hashinayim maitzitzai. What?
Okay.
Okay.
If you have teeth in it, you have to dam it. it's worse than the mouth sounds worse than on your body.
What?
If it's in Beit Shemesh, I can say you ate it, but if you say it's on your finger, it's obvious it comes okay. from the person. Is that a
marsh? Is it? I'll answer you. I'll answer that question with this also. The Be'er Sheva has a tshuva in which he has the kasha. We have a rule, kol she'asu mishumar asayin, afilu b'chadri chadarim asir. Then he has asu mishumar asayin, it's asu afilu b'chadri chadarim. Now the truth is, we're mechalek between some of the marasayin of the deraisa and marasayin of the rabbanon. Marasayin of the rabbanon, we're more meikal. But here, the chayr is the marasayin of the deraisa. People are going to think it's dam behema. So kol she'asu mishumar asayin, and yet it's also because it looks like it's a seder aisa. What's the heter of my tzitzai? So Be'er Sheva says the hezver. Some of you are saying that the reason it's mutter is because it's nicker where it comes from. It's not because people can't see it. Even if people see it, they understand where it's coming from, and therefore there's no issue of marasayin. Just like the kaskasim of the dagim, it's mutter. It's a nafkamina if someone's finger is bleeding. If someone wants a snicker, then he has a cut. Now, if you got it from the cut on your other hand, so that's already not nicker. But if it comes from a cut, so there are many mekilim. What I have is Taisus is mekel, and the Rajba, Michas Yaakov, the Prichadash, and the Archa Shulchan. And there's all, he brings it also, Vavad Yosef, I'm sorry, I don't remember which chelik in the Abi Aimer. He brings a list of mekilim that are mekel by dam when you might to tamaka, that since it's nicker, it's mutter. So the heter is not al tchadri chadar. The heter here is because it's a davar hanicker. So to finish the Ramah, the chol dam dagim v'dam behe adam, hayo medina shari, eina isa taruvasai. These things certainly don't answer when they're in the mixer because they themselves are mutter. Alright, so
on your lips
also, if there's a cut, if it's nicker, what it's from, then what? Is there an issa to be mevatel lechatchila? I would assume yes, because since we said earlier in the Beis Yosef who held dam chelma in his marasayin, he said only shaka fitar of his mother, so it's clear that lechatchila would be aser.
What do you do with
tzitzit of the bris? You have this heter. It's excellent. Although he doesn't swallow it usually, he spits it out. But if he wanted to. Okay, at any rate, we're going to learn next 2 weeks. We'll do some Esam HaZayin, with the continuation of Dam. And Yitzhak Shem, after Yantif, we'll start Abbas Lechav. I want to wish everybody a Ksivah Sima Taiva, a good Kibbutz Yar. We'll learn Yitzhak Shem next week, the Ben Azmanim also, Sunday of Yantif.